want to go to Romans chapter 13. Let's go to verse 8. We there? To owe no man anything but to do what?
Love
one another. For he that does what? Does what? Fulfills the Torah. How many Torah observant people are here?
Amen.
All right? Well, that's Torah being Torah observant. What does Torah mean? Torah is the Hebrew word meaning, when you really get to the root, it means the point. Point the way, right? Point the way of the Lord, all right? It's God teaching instruction and direction for our lives. All right? So, again, it says to love fulfills the Torah. So not loving will ultimately do what? Violate the Torah.
Amen.
And the Bible teaches us that sin is what?
Transgression
of the law. When we
exactly.
Exactly. It's God's law. Alright? So again, we're not operating in this thing, we're operating in sin. As simple as that. Alright? Oh, and by the way, the word is about me. Remember we talked about the difference between agape and phileo? All right. So, again, let's keep going here. What does it say? For this, now,
and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this thing, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
What's awesome is this is how you love man. Alright? He's showing how to love man. And that's what the first six commandments, well, the last six do. Teach you how to love man. The first four teach you how to what?
Love God.
What's six plus four? Alright. Alright. And there you have the Sin Decree. Alright? Found in Exodus chapter 20. Alright, again, let's jump down to verse 10 says what?
Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Amen. Keep going.
And knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he just said? This is what we're just talking about. We need to awake. Awake. Awake from what? Our slumber. Awake from slumber, being drunk. Alright? This, we have to awaken and realize what's going on in this world. Alright? We have to be awake and not sleep. Because, you know, when you're asleep, you're more susceptible to anything. People can come in and rob you, you can be whatever. Why? Because you're not conscious. You're not aware. Your eyes are closed to those, your surroundings. Alright? Ultimately, a beautiful picture of being asleep is what? When you close your eyes, you're in darkness.
Mm.
You can't see the light. This is what happens. He is telling us to awake from our slumber. We can't see the handwriting on the wall because our eyes are closed. Awake. What do you? What, and what is this used for?
To awaken.
The ram horn, which ultimately signifies the very voice, the word of God. Alright? This is what this ultimately symbolizes. We went through the whole teaching. I just want to sound it once. Alright. I just want to sound it once. Awaken, awaken, awaken. Awaken us. We don't know what happened. See, right now on this side of creation, sound is invisible. Alright? On this side of creation, sound is invisible to us. We can hear it, but we can't see it. Unless you have the check to see the sound wave. Alright? So it's something there, but we just can't really figure out what it is. Just like colors go on indefinitely on both sides of the spectrum, but we only can see a small, minute little frame of various colors because of the light. Alright? But there's more. When we get our glorified bodies, all of them will be at very, we'll be able to, we'll be able to taste through the sound. You know? that's a C plus minor gate, whatever, you know, those notes, you know, yeah, you're able to all of that, man. See beyond sight, all right? But anyway, you know that one scripture that says, eyes have not seen, nor has it entered into their eyes, heart of man, the things that God has in store for them?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we would take that, and again, this is no fault of anyone. We would listen to that. We would hear that. We would go, woo, yeah, eyes haven't seen. And we can't even imagine.
Well, it actually says the hearts of men. But if you read a little bit more,
can somebody get it? Can somebody just grab that knows where it is? Because I'm not good with actual location. I have a different machine. Does anybody know that? Actually, most, you know, you guys are scholars, so most of you guys probably wouldn't know that location. I haven't seen no one. Are you with me on? Okay, well, you know, y'all do like me then. Okay, now I feel so bad. Does anybody know where that is? You have a little phone gadget? Okay, there's a few phones I see being activated. So.
1 Corinthians 2:9.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 2:9. You don't have to go there unless you wanted to, but since we're coming right back to this woman.
It says in 1 Corinthians 2:9,
mm-hmm.
But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Love me, keep my commandments. This is talking about something pretty bad. Keep reading.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Whoa!
For the
Moses, did you hear what he just said? There's a conjunction, but we never heard that part, priest. We could hear the first part, but we never heard that. They were suffering it. But it says, but he has revealed it to those who have his Spirit. So you can get some imagination of what some of the things that God has in store. All right? I'm not saying in Scripture. I'm reading Scripture. Okay? That's what that Bible says. So, by his Spirit, he will reveal certain things of some of the things that he has in store. All right, let's go back to Romans. I said that because it's talking about tasting sounds and all of that cool thing, the thing beyond the spectrum. I always thought it interesting, by the way, that, here we go. I always thought it interesting how light, like from the sun, all right, when you take a prism, and that sunlight comes. You know, when you see sunlight, it's not really a color. It's just, you know, you might call it white light. You might, because it's, you know, but it's not actually white, you know. But if you take that light and you put a prism there, that light will break up into shades, like the color of the rainbow. And that's actually what the color of light is. It's multiple colors. It's multiple colors. Not just one. Never mind. Let's keep going. That's the real light. It's showing a picture of all nations coming to God, the light. All right? Never mind. Let's keep, not just one. Let's keep going. All righty. Where were we? At 10, let one more fulfill the law. In verse 11, and that knowing that the time we should awake from our sleep. All right? For now is our salvation what? Nearer than it was when we first began our trek, walking in this word of God, accepting Messiah as our Savior. Alright? Every day, every second, time draws closer and closer and closer and closer. It's not going to be forever. One of these days, at a set time, time ends. Alright? It is awesome. Because you know what it is we read earlier? You know, talking about love. And it's his love and feel for us. He's trying to get people to, nobody comes from, hey, grab hold of the Torah, grab hold of love, because time is about us. He's associating that with time is about us. All right? Why? Well, that's awesome. Because I think it's Isaiah that says something about, yeah, it's Isaiah. I wrote it down. Isaiah 8:16. It says, bind up the testimony. Mm-hmm. Seal my law among my disciples. Seal the Torah among my disciples. And I tell always to look away because he actually used the word disciples. So Yah has disciples. And then you have Yeshua and his disciples. They're God. Alright? But I thought that to be awesome because that's exactly what's happening. He is placing his seal, which is the Torah, on his disciples, on his people. Alright, let's keep going back here in Romans. It says, verse 12, are we there?
Yes.
Romans, says in verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, and again, he's talking about the day of the Lord, okay? Alright? Let us therefore what?
Cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light.
Alright, again. It's about over, folks. Alright? We're seeing this craziness going on. Remember Matthew 24, I think it is? The love of many are going to wax cold. Remember that? He's talking about the Torah. Alright? That's Torah. I mean, not just the love. No, he's talking about folks that are supposed to be believers. Alright? We're supposed to be Torah observant people. And if we're Torah observant people, we must be
love.
Absolutely. We must be fulfilling Torah. How do we fulfill Torah? Love.
Love. Amen.
Yes. See, Torah observance is more than just coming on Shabbat.
Amen.
Big surprise! People think they can live however, be nasty, and I'm not going to check on Saturday. I'm fulfilling Torah. Are you putting me on for real? Let's put me that. It's that. They can get on the phone and again, when he's talking about the love of many going to wrap up, he's not talking about the world. He's talking about folks that are there and they believe in Jesus. Alright? That's why he says many going to come, you know, in that gate saying, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do that? I healed you. He's going to say, depart from me, you worker of lawlessness. I never knew you. I just didn't have that love. A lot of the things people do, guys, they're doing for their own glory. I'm serious. There are people doing it for their own glory. Some people say, you know what? I'm the only one that can heal you. It's amazing. You know, these people say, I'll heal you. Okay. You don't heal me? Or all these people say, oh no, they can't do nothing. They don't have no power. Okay. You know, that's where these people are. But if you're arrogant, and if you walk like, you know, and do a little technical potty talk, you know, speaking whatever tongue, their tongue, all right? And if you walk around, you're speaking tongues like that, pretending like you're doing whatever, folks will believe that, oh, they're under the anointing. Come talk to me. Come to lay hands on me. This is where people are. But he said, I'm going to send you strong delusion that you will wind up believing a lie. Alright? We have to be careful, guys. The scripture says to try the spirit. Ha!
I don't
even know what that means. Well, you know, we have different theories, right?
Right.
But ultimately, why don't we try the spirit by the spirit? Well, how do we do that? Well, the Bible says a tree is known by its fruit. So maybe we should see if the fruit is of the Spirit of God. All right.
Hallelujah.
Not just saying, oh, if a spirit says, well, if a person says, Jesus came in the flesh, that's of God. But I think there's more to that. All right? And just saying Jesus came in the flesh. Oh, okay, they're of God. Let them come in. And if anything you want to change, they can change. No, try the Spirit by the Spirit. Try the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. Remember that? All right? There he is right there. All right? Number one is always going to be love. Going back to this, I hope I concluded whatever it was I went off on that rant today. All right? Going back to this, he says, put on the armor of light. Put on that word. All right? Remember, light is not just one color. Remember that. Alright? Get that prism. Look at it. Let the sun hit it. It's going to split up into the colors of the rainbow. Alright? Alright, what? 13, let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and in drunkenness, not in what? Chambery and wantonness, nor strife. What else?
Amen.
Keep going. Man. I mean, no, man. It's a battle trying to guard this flesh. It is. It's a fight. We're in a fight with our own and our own little bodies, man. Not only we fight ourselves, we also got to fight, you know, against things that this body wants to respond to in the people in the world. You know, it's hard to hold it back when you want to attack. You know, it's not easy. But again, that's one of the new commandments that Yeshua said, but it's not really new. He said to love one another as what? I have loved you. And again, that's what that word love is. Agape love. The unconditional love. Yeshua says to love one another as I have loved you. Well, how did he love so much that he did what? The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, while we were even enemies to God, he still did his love.
We were unstable.
You gotta soak on that for a little while. We were enemies. Alright? We didn't love him. The Bible says not that we love him, no. He loved us. Yet he still came down and gave up himself for us. And then he tells us, love each other like that. Can we do that? Or do we go months without speaking to somebody because they stepped on our shoes? This is true. We will do that foolishness. The Bible says, put down your offering before you even come. Get together with your brother and then come. It'll be a devil. We can hop up all we want. Y'all is not here. Man, just scratch it. Okay? You know, y'all's not into that. Really? He's not into that. He's not accepting it. I don't care. You cry. Do we think of cover tears? Y'all's going to accept certain things?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That happened with, I think it was Esau, didn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's tough, man. No, we have to. It's not easy. It's called picking up our claws. It's a sin. It's painful. It hurts. It's not simple. Easy to get. Oh, I forgive. It's not easy. It's a struggle. But we have to do it. Listen, not my will, but His will be done. And His will is that we love and forgive as He is. Then we become true. And he looks at us when he cries and God returns for his one. This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. That's me right there. No wonder I call you my body, the body of Christ. No wonder that's who you are. You're my body, you're me, and I'm you. It's not an easy task. It's a battle. It's a struggle. All right? We have to be sifted and weeded out. All right, I got news for you. Everybody's not going to be there. Everybody's not going to do it. But, you know, she's like my sister. She has made herself ready. Remember? She's got to get herself together. She's got to clean up. She has to wake up. She has to prepare. And be like those five brides that were waiting versus the foolish ones, five foolish ones that did not prepare. All right? Look here. Let's go some more. Please turn to Matthew, please. All right. I've already mentioned about how Yeshua said, and if anybody wants to see that scripture, that would be John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, where Yeshua says, "Love as I have loved you." All right. When he said, you know, love me or what? I told him, yes, please. This thing is running rampant, all right? But we can't allow it to make us hate. That's the thing. We can't allow it to make us hate. We're going to want to. We're going to want to be angry. We're going to do it when he knew what he had to do, right? But then when he got up there, he said, oh, Father, please. This is possible. Please. Man, I don't know if we understood the passion that he was feeling at that time, right? Because he was sweating like blood. It was serious pressure. He was crying, folks. All right? It was bad. All right? It was so bad that the disciples were even affected by it. You're going to see that later on. Not today, but you're going to see it later on as we go through what was going on that night before he went before the court and the priest. All right? It was heavy duty things, all right? Which kind of brought me to this talk today. Did I ask you for a verse yet? No? Okay. Please, let's jump over to Matthew 27. I want you, well, you know what? No, not yet. Not that. Not that yet. I'm sorry?
What?
We did that already?
Yeah,
that Exodus 20 is, that's where you find the Ten Commandments is that. That's why I had to go to Exodus. All right. But this thing in Matthew 22, did we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's keep moving then. Let's go over, please, to, let's go to Zechariah. And we're going to try to move a little quickly, okay? Zechariah chapter 6. I think this might do something for you. I hope it does. All right, Zechariah chapter 6, are we there? Okay. Anybody still looking? All right. Let me ask you a question, if you can look out for a moment, please. Who is the branch?
Jesus. Oh, no, we are.
No. Who's also called the branch? You, yes. See that Jesus said?
Yes.
He even considers the branch of David. Yes. Yeshua is also considered the branch. Yes, you are also a branch, all right? Because you're him. I know it's honor, but all right, what happens to Yeshua happens to us as well, all right? Israel happens to Yeshua, and Yeshua happens to Israel. All right. Look at Zechariah 6. Are you there? Zechariah 6. Please, someone read verse 12 and 13. Zechariah 6, verse 12 and 13. Someone go ahead and read that if you have it. Real loud.
And speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch.
Who do you think that is? A picture of. A picture of Yeshua. Keep going.
And he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord.
All right. That's 13.
13. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace.
All right. Again, that's who Yeshua is. First speak all this, right? So I'm going to be going back right now, guys. All right. Now, Yeshua builds the temple.
Amen.
Guess who is the temple?
That we are.
You got it. You are the temple of the Lord. In other words, you're the house of God. Alright? Let me ask you a question. When you come to a church, what is another term for the church building? It's called the house of the Lord. The house of God. Come on, let's go to the house of God, y'all. We're going to the house of God today. Alright? The house of God. What are they talking about? The church building. Alright? You are the very house of God. We know that, right? We do understand that. You're a walking house of God. All right? This is very important that you understand this. What would happen if nobody ever came to that church building anymore? Does that mean it's no longer the house of God, or is it still the house of God?
Still the house of God.
What would happen if this temple worshiper came in and changed everything out, and now the house of you? We don't go there no more. No, that's the devil worshiping place. No, that's now that place. It's no longer the house of God. So, this goes right back to the story of the Maccabees. Remember that?
Yes.
The Greeks came in and dedicated that house to
what the house of God would do. They sacrificed pig and all that on God's altar. It was unto the fire. Remember?
Now
again, watch now. What happens? Here comes these warriors of God. Say, hey, no, no, no. And they fought for the magazine, you know, their ten conduct. And then what they do, they took back the house of God, and then they did what? They cleansed it and rededicated it back to God. Alright? They cleansed up the thing and all of that, and they took the altar, and all of that. I don't want to go too much time. Alright, but anyway, they cleansed it and they rededicated it back to God. Are we there?
Yeah.
Alright, so what had to happen was that that temple of God had to die. Alright? Must be resurrected again. Alright? What is that? It had to be put into the hand of sinners that were going to destroy or receive what happened. Isn't that exactly what Yeshua said? Yeah. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
Don't happen, there is the doctor, right?
And then what happens? Don't worry, I'm going to be resurrected again. Alright? Now watch what happens here. Alright, alright? Regarding the house of God. Alright? Again, the house of God isn't a building. Alright? It's you. It becomes the house of God because you're there. You hear that? It becomes the house of God because you're there. You're the house of God. Your home is the house of God. Are we understanding? Unless we allow some mess to come in. We'll leave it alone at that. Alright? But you are the temple, the house of God. Alright? But you can cleanse it up and get that junk out of the house. Alright? Just like we can do it on it. Alright, are you with me? Why? Because being with Messiah is all about resurrection from the dead. He's all about resurrecting things from the dead. We were in a dead state. While we were yet sinners, wait until sin is death. We were in a dead state, but what happened? Here comes love. And what does love do? Love brings life. Love's armor is life. Light is life. Resurrecting power. Every time that sun comes up, what do? We rise up from our... You see, it's like a figure of being risen from the dead. When the sun comes up, right? We sleep dead, wake up, resurrected, all right? Picture of the cycle. Same thing. Alright, so again, we are the house of God. We can be resurrected. Sometimes we could be destroyed because of outside influences. But then we do have the hope of being resurrected again. We hope that Yah will do that and restore us. See, some people call it backline, whatever you want to call it, alright? But we can return, we can be risen from the dead. As long as we can hear that shofar sound, as long as we can hear his voice, there's something on the inside of us saying, I want to come home. I want to change my ways. Alright? As long as you can hear that, you have a choice, an opportunity. But there is one time coming when you won't be able to respond, where you had your shot, but you chose this world over it. That's why it says, we just read that in Romans, don't get into the lust of the flesh. Remember we just read that? Don't give in to that, alright? Put on that armor, man. That eternal life, right? So going back to this, let's jump down to Malachi chapter 3.
Chapter 3.
Alright? Yes?
Yes.
Alright, it says, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall do what? Prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall what? Help you come to his temple or his house, which is you. Alright? That's you. His. Again, note what was done before he could return to his temple.
That temple must be prepared.
You see that? So there must be a cleansing going on. Something of a resurrection going on. Alright? Alright? But there must be something in there that connects to the world out here. That's why I was saying earlier, we gotta guard ourselves from the bombardment of information that's being put in us, that we watch on news, that we hear on our phones, that we hear from people. We gotta be careful that it does not turn us bitter and make us angry at certain people because of what they're doing. All right? This is the God. He's going to take care of them. He said offenses must come, but woe by whom they come. He's going to deal with it, not you, not me. All right? Those 49, 40 whatever people die because of some views that some people have because they know their time is short. All
right?
So they're running rampant around here. All right? Evil is going crazy. And it's not just a school of life. All right? Evil doesn't have a color. I told you that before. All right? That's an act. A fruit of evil or an evil seed. All right? All right? So again, it cannot cause us to become angry and evil. All right? We're already going to have enough trouble with one another. Because the Bible says we're going to be battling one another, and the world is already going to be against us. But we're going to be against one another. I don't like you because of that. These are Christians. Guys, we have to guard ourselves. All right? Against folks. Folks calling you, talking garbage about somebody else. So, hey, you know what? I'm going to be in prayer. You know, God bless you. Get out, because I'm telling you, when those things come in you, they're going to start influencing. Next thing you know, you're going to be loving to talk to the people. All right? You're going to be wanting to speak with them, go over and, did you see this? Yeah, it's going to be like a soap opera for you every day.
Wow.
All right? Why? Because you're starting to take on that fruit. You see? All right? So again, don't stay away. Reject it. All right? Don't get into that garbage. All right? The enemy knows his time is short, and he's trying to cause all kinds of havoc. All right? This is a fact, guys. This is fact. All right? Look what happens here. All right. Malachi, where was I? Chapter 3? All right? All right. And he says something he's going to return to for his people. He was the messenger of what? The covenant. Who was that? Yeshua, whom you delight in. Isn't that what everybody's saying? Yes. All right? And he shall come, saith Yahweh, saith Vaoth. All right? He also goes on to say, remember the law of Moses. All right? It's all, again, why did he say remember the law of Moses? Because that's the law we're supposed to be remembering. Remember that? That's right over here in chapter 4. Starting at verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise, look, with healing in his wings. Why do you need healing? Because we are dead. We need to be resurrected. All right? How many of you ever heard of a revival? What, you know, we have a revival, Sister Mary. Revival is not a good thing. What is that telling you, the state that you're in? If somebody needs to be revived, that's because they're what? Unconscious. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to have a church revival, right? No, we're going to have a revival. Wait, well, that means, you know, we need to be rehabilitated. You know, we need to wake up from our whatever we're in. Coma or death. All right? So, again, let's keep going. So, the Son of Man arrives with healing in his wings, all right? Verse 4, he says, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant. All right? Again, why? Because that's connected to our love. All right? It's connected to love. It's connected to who God is. All right? Remember we talked about what the name Yah meant? All he said, Yahweh, Yahweh, and then he told us what his name means. All these things. All of it. There's more to it because he showed me something that's awesome, all right, which I won't be able to get today, but I'm going to show you a little bit of something. Anyway, all of this again came from what I was trying to do. Try to finish the Messiah experience, all right? So there's a little bit more to it than what part that you've heard. There's just a little bit more. We're supposed to go to the garden and all that. Watch what Yah showed. Let's go to again. I'm gonna give you this. If you're taking notes, write down Luke chapter 10. I'm gonna give you these because we're not gonna have time for me to get into all of this. So I'm gonna give you these if you're taking notes to read throughout the week or whenever you go home. This is Luke chapter 10, verses 5 through 6. Okay. Luke chapter 10, verse 5 through 6. I won't be able to repeat it. Just get it from someone else. All right. The next one will be Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verses 12 on the way out.
Okay? Matthew chapter 10, verse 12, all the way out. Ultimately, what they both say, and Yeshua says, when you greet each other, you're supposed to say, peace be unto you.
Peace be unto you.
Peace be to you. Alright? No, you're distracting peace to someone. Watch this. In Matthew, what that says is when you come to a house, right? You're supposed to say, peace be with you. And he says, if the peace is not there, it will return back to you.
Right.
If the Spirit of God is not in there, it's going to return because you have the Spirit. It's going to return back to you. Peace won't be with that place. It's going to come back. Read those, check them both out. All right? Now, this is connected again to you being the houses of the Lord. All right. Then, what I'm grabbing hold of again to is what's going on today, what's happening today with all this mess, all right, and all this garbage going on, and how the body of Christ needs to be revived, all right, and it, we saw it, we see where the Bible says, make straight the way of the Lord. Why? Because it's crooked. It needs to be fixed. This is what's going on. This is what people are returning to, but the enemy is sowing seeds as well. He's sowing seeds of what looks on the outside like they're returning to Torah, but he's teaching them to hate. All right? That's not scripture. All right? He's teaching them to, oh yeah, come on, we return it. This is us. This is who we are. But you got to hate this one. Again, that is error. That's demonic teaching. All right? Sadly, many people will fall into that trap, and there's nothing you can do about it. If Yah does not save them, he's not going to pull them out of it. If they're not his, that's just how it is. He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. You worker of iniquity, you worker of lawlessness. Remember, what is love? Fulfillment of love. Alright? Agape love. That's unconditional. It's a hard thing to do, but that's a big difference from something being a struggle for you to do versus outright saying no. There's a big difference in that, guys. Sadly, there's nothing we can do. You can love God on your own. They just love God so much. You're telling me? It's not me. What did that person say to Yeshua? Lord, Lord, didn't I do all these great things in your name? I raised the sick, healed the sick. This is a great person. Sad the people went on visitations to folks. But Yeshua said, I don't know you. Alright? So watch. Oh, there's so much to this. So much. Because this goes back to the other scripture where he says, hey, when Yeshua says, you gave me water when I was thirsty. You took me in. I was a stranger. Hello? I wasn't like you. I didn't look like you. I was a stranger. But yet you took me in as if I was one of yours. That's what Torah teaches us. Love the stranger as yourself because you know what it's like to be have people prejudiced against you. You were in Egypt. You know what that was like. So how did you flip when I free you from that thing and turn and do it to someone else who's trying to follow me?
Alright.
What in the world? But this is where we are today. The enemy is doing his thing. Like the time is running short. He's shifting. He's doing a great job. That's his job. That's his job to do that. Alright? Remember what did he tell Yeshua? What did Yeshua tell Peter? Peter, Jesus said, Peter, Satan wants to tempt you. How did Yeshua know that? Satan's got to get permission from him. Are we serious? What are we reading the Bible for? For weapons against people to know unless I know? God is supposed to show us our mess so that we can be more like, oh my God, I'm more repentant. Understand, oh my Lord, I failed you. Please forgive me. Thank you so much for what you've done. And then how did I dare hate my brother or my sister who's trying to come in to this? Just because they don't look. Anyway, let's keep going here. We get down to the scripture where in John chapter 11. Nope. Yes. John chapter 11. Okay? In 25. The story of Mary and Martha. You know that, right?
Wow.
All right? What happens? Yeshua comes to Mary and Martha. Martha, you know, talking to Yeshua. And then what does he say to Mary? Mary says, are you going to say my brother? Martha, rather. Yeshua says, I am the resurrection.
Jesus.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Who can resurrect us? Who can make this crooked place straight? Who can what do we just read? We just read the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in Israel. Who can heal us? You see what's going on? Who can restore us? Yeshua the Resurrector. And if Yeshua the Resurrector is in you, that's what you should be doing. We should be resurrection, healing each other and others. Alright? Not poisoning them with math. No, resurrecting them, restore them. That's why it says the spiritual people restore. You remember the scripture? A spiritual brother restores what that fallen. Not keep them dead. No, we resurrect the fallen. We resurrect the dead. Folks, I gotta get you this. If you just give me 5 minutes after, alright? Then I'll stop it there. Okay? Alright, let's jump here. I'm literally butchering this. Alright, I'm just gonna jump to it real quick. Remember when Yeshua, the same story, when Yeshua went to the pit where Lazarus was? Alright? And the Bible says Yeshua was praying, and let me hear everything I say. And Yeshua called out his name. 1, 2, 3. What was his name he called out?
Lazarus.
Do what? Of course. Alright? Now we say Lazarus, but that is not the guy's name.
Right.
Alright? The guy's name is Abraham, which means God is my house. Alright? So what is that teaching us? With God, all things are possible, because what did he cry out? God, help this situation. And then he said, come forth. And no one, remember, their names have meaning. It's not just, their name means something when it went out. What does Lazarus, no, it isn't just a laser, which means God, help,
amen.
Come forth.
Yes,
what happened? He rose from the dead. So with God's help,
right,
folks that are in the dead, they can be risen from the dead. Not my help, but God, which goes right back to Yeshua, the resurrector. Alright? It's not too late yet. If they still have some life in them, it's not too late yet. Because he can raise them from the, he can change that state that people are in, folks. Again, I'm starting off this show for right now. Don't fall for the mess that's going to cause you to lose your blessing.
Amen.
Don't let that God come to you and say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do all this? And he says, I never knew you because you got lawlessness in your heart. Don't fall. Don't let that mess get you. Oh, I healed the sick. I raised this. I told people about this. But I only went to my own people. You see it? No. Who are your people but those who do the will of God? People are going to be all colors of the rainbow. Remember, light is not just one color. Light is a multiple of colors. All right? Now, there are some who won't hear this. You can talk to them all day. But guess what? What did we just say? When you go to that place, when the Bible says, speak peace to them, speak peace to their house, you're speaking Yeshua. Alright? You're giving them a word of which they are here, right? But again, if they don't hear it, he says, do what? Leave. Why? He says, keep the dust of your people, leave out. He says, if you work for them in Sodom and Gomorrah, he also said, your peace will return. If it's not there, it's not going to stay there. It actually says your shalom is going to return to you. It's mind-blowing. All right? So, guys, again, what do you teach? Shalom, peace, shalom, Yeshua, Yahweh came. All right? The resurrector from the dead. Again, don't get caught up in that foolishness. All right? Real quick. Watch what's going on here. All right. We already talked about trying to spirit by spirit. We didn't really talk about it, but John chapter 12 and 28, when Yeshua is praying, he says, glorify thy name. And we already talked about Yeshua is the name of God, right? He says, glorify thy name. And then the Bible says that he heard a voice saying or something like that, it says, I have glorified it, and I will again glorify it. That's it. Blew my mind. He says, I glorified it, and I will glorify it again. What is that telling you? He's going to raise it up from the dead again. All right? He's going to raise it up again. All right? Like I said, I'm pushing this because of time. I could have went more into that. Maybe you saw it a little bit clearer. All right. Go to Matthew 26, and 31.
I found it mind-blowing again that the phrases from worship this morning, did you guys sing Let It Ride? Hold up my mind. They're singing Let It Ride. Now, I didn't talk to them. I had no idea. But again, resurrection. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. All right? Let God rise in us. Let love rise in us, man. This I was like, wow. Are they singing that for real? Let it rise. How perfectly. That was perfect. Let it rise. Let God's power and his love rise. All right, where were we? Matthew 26, verse 31 and 32. Can we have a reader for that real quickly?
Then saith Jesus unto them,
mm-hmm.
All ye shall be offended because of me this night.
All right.
For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad.
Great falling away. Keep going.
32. But after I am risen again, mm-hmm. I will go before you into Galilee.
Note what he said. But when I'm risen again, the real love is risen again. Why? Because the guy died. When that real love is risen again, why? Because that cricket has got to be made straight. Why? When I'm risen again, what does he say he's going to do, Rachel? He's going to watch what he says. What?
I will go before you.
Where? Galilee means the circle of nations. Did you hear that? Not just Israel. Galilee means the circle of nations. He is with a mixture of people. This is crazy, man. A lot of disguise that Yeshua spoke is kept secret until times of today when the end time is coming, all right? Folks, the things that I've been taught before is that he's going to open up a lot of understanding in these last times. So we're going to see this is what he was making reference to. Why? Because it's his word. He knows what he's talking about, folks. Watch this. Look at this. Go to, okay, that we already read that. Go over here, please, to Matthew chapter 27. Just a couple more scriptures, then we're done. Matthew chapter 4. I wish I could. But I'm butchering it. I'm butchering it, literally. Because I'm not able to go through it. All right, Matthew 27, verse 59. Do you mind reading that again, Rick?
Verse
59. Yes.
And when Joseph had taken the body,
talking about Jesus' body,
he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth.
He wrapped it in what?
Clean linen cloth.
Did you guys hear that?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
Verse 16. And laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hung out in the rock.
All right. Anybody know where that tomb was located? We spotted it here in Finnish time. What did you say?
The garden.
It was near a garden, right? Anybody know the name of that garden? Yes, the Garden of Gethsemane. Anybody know the location of that garden? All right? It's right over the Mount of Olives.
Yes.
Okay. It's right over the Mount of Olives. Now, what we got to realize is that Yeshua, the Bible says in another location, that Yeshua would spend a lot of, remember when he was again?
Yeah.
The Bible says they left to a place they would go. When Yeshua comes to Yeshua, would go there after they get the Passover scene. He said they left in some of him and they left and started going into the scene. They went to a place where Jesus would often go to pray. And he said, they said, Judas also knew of that place because that's where he would always sit there. So, what it looks like is that Yeshua spent a lot of time around dead people, around the grave. Why? Because he's a resurrection. Oh my gosh, man, this is crazy. I'm like, whoa, wait. Now watch, wait, you're gonna see something. Alright. Go over to John chapter 18. He said that he was off the hook. See, they don't put it all in one place. You gotta grab it and put it together and see them. The puzzle. Oh! This is what was going on. Look what happened here. You know that's why he had to be crucified in the garden because the first sin happened in the garden. Alright, that's why that had to happen. Alright, God's legal. He does everything right. Alright. Let's keep going. John 18, just a couple more and we're done. All right? John 18, Rachel, you mind reading this again? 18 verses 1 through 6. Are you okay to read? I'm so sorry. I'm putting all that on. You're right. Hold on. 18 verses 1 through 6. Listen to this, guys.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook to Jerusalem, where was a garden into the which he entered and his disciples.
This is after they get the Passover thing, guys. Okay?
Verse 2,
uh-huh.
And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place.
Jesus is going to get those people to come and arrest. Keep going.
For Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples.
See? Keep going.
Verse 3, Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons.
Mm-hmm.
4, Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them,
whom
seek
ye?
Here it
comes. 5. Then answered him Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus saith unto them, I am he. Stop. I just want to stay on that. Yeah. Woo-hoo-wee. Yeshua, the people asked Yeshua, who are you looking for? And the people were like, they didn't know that was him, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Right? Because he didn't look like, you know, what most people think the leader would look like. Look like everybody else. All right?
But today it's different. You know, you can tell the leader because everyone's dressed down and has cool and all that.
Right?
About 50 million people.
All right. It says that Yeshua asked them, who you looking for? Who you seek? And then they said what? Yeshua of Nazareth. And then Yeshua said what?
I am.
In Hebrew he said, Haya. I'll leave that alone for a moment.
He says, I am, or I am he. I believe he just said, I am. I am. I am. And the Bible says something peculiar happened.
Yes, it does.
What is the thing that happened? Next question.
And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with him.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground.
Jesus.
How you gotta understand and realize the force of Yeshua, the word of God. I get to see you before all this. And like when they said, we seek Yeshua, these are sinners instead of a man, right? These are sinners. And he says, who do you seek? And they said, Yeshua. Well, you gotta know what Yeshua means. Yahweh saved us. And what saved? And then what these people say? Yeshua said, who you look for? And they said, Yahweh is salvation. And then what did Yeshua say? I am.
Ooh. That's awesome.
I am Yahweh's salvation.
That's awesome.
And what happened? Boom! They flew back. Now, guys, it's interesting because when Yah spoke another time, there were lightning. And the Bible says, rat. And all, when he began to speak from the mountain, river, they heard him.
Yes.
And he, Yeshua slept a little bit here, guys. He slept into his God mode. He slept into his essence for a moment. And he said, I am. That's the only time you ever hear something happening like this. When Yeshua said something. The only time. Why? Because he knows he's getting close to his glory. He's getting ready to turn back into his faith. Because what he had before the word. Right? So what happened? He spoke his word. Guys, I submit. There was a shaking that went on.
Yeah.
All right? That power came out of him. And earth trembled. And I submit. Grace opened. This is why, you know, what we were talking about, Yeshua raises the dead. I am the resurrection. Why? I am saved. What?
This is me.
We know what I'm saying. Well, Rachel, did you finish? Did you get to say?
Yeah,
all right. So again, later on, you start reading about the guy, Peter, cutting off the person's ear and all of that, right? Yes? You see that? That's later on in there. All right? And then you go to the other gospels, you put it all together, you get a timeline going on. But then they take them away. And that's all you read in that. Something else happened that wasn't mentioned in that gospel. You have to go to another gospel to read this. Listen. Go to Mark. This is also in Matthew, but go to Mark, chapter 14. Matthew, Mark, and then we're done. Matthew, Mark 14. Mark 14. All right. Are we there? All right, jump over to verse 46. We can just start right there. Because 45, that's what Judas came over there and hit them. All right? Now, we'll look at verse 46. And they laid hands on him, all right? We there? Mm-hmm. Verse 47. And one of them that stood by Judas' sword, we know who that one was, and John said it was Peter.
Right.
All right? But it's not mentioned. The only place it's mentioned there was John. All right? And he cut the ear off. And then Yeshua answered and said to him, you came out against me like a thief and with swords. He says, would you pay me? And when all this must be fulfilled, verse 50, here we go. And they all forsook him and fled. Read 51.
And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young man
laid
hold on
him. Keep going.
And he left the linen
cloth
and
the
sweat
from under the head. That's all you hear about that person. I was like, what? So we read this so many times, right? We read this multiple times. There's a young guy there with a linen cloth wrapped around his naked body. What in the world is this? Who are you? Where are you coming from? Where in the world? And what did he do? He said they grabbed hold of him too. Because he was following him back. And they grabbed hold of him too. And he met the body that day.
He ran naked in the chamber, baby.
Right? Get on, boy. Right? And on you put the rope on. And anyway. So this guy is running with no clothes on. Now, people say, because I just kept reading, because I was always told that was John Mark. That was Mark, you know, the John Mark. You know, the writer of the book of Mark. That was, you know, Mark, you know, so that's what the scholars. But I'm submitting something else to you guys. This guy was wrapped in a linen cloth, naked. That's what they do with the dead. I got a key. That's what they do with the dead. Alright? Now, what makes this more compelling to think this was a dead person that rose by the voice of Yeshua when that sound went out and they all fell down in that dream and he called them out of there. Right? It's because the word linen, for that linen, is not found anywhere else except when they talk about wrapping Yeshua in that linen when he was dead.
Wow.
Now, there's linen mentioned throughout the New Testament, but not that linen. That linen is specifically for the dead. I submit in the cure. I am. That's my God. That is woe. It's time to run the rat from it again. I'm just showing you guys. No question what it was. It was a young man. Alright? And this doesn't mean a little baby or a little.
No.
Because it also says, the young men grabbed him that were with the priest. Those were young men too. Remember, Yeshua and everybody. These guys were young guys. All right? They were young. They were old men. Yeshua died when he was 33. These were young guys. So anyway, what happens here again is he grabs the guy. You read the story. Left. But again, I just said that point. Yahweh, we're looking for Yahweh's salvation. And what did he say? I am.
Right.
And he always hangs around. He was praying him around this burial of the dead. This is very strange. I'm pretty sure that many of you did, maybe some of you did, already knew he hung around the cemetery thing. I didn't know he hung around the cemetery. I didn't know that. That's where he, you know, until we put everything together. And you'll see that that's where the cemetery was. Alright? Remember, he was, the Mount Olives on the side of it is the cemetery. That's where the
place of the skull, Gethsemane?
Golgotha.
Whatever. You know what I mean. What's that word that she used? The garden. Because remember, they put it there, too. Alright? So, anyway, this is very, very interesting, alright? And what I said before, it was a young man. It goes back to the talk that I talked about earlier, alright? Regarding what's going on today. How people don't want to there's more scripture. I was supposed to take you to Isaiah and also Jeremiah, when it says, call out, ask for the old path.
Oh, yeah.
Alright? We should call out the old path.
Yes.
The old path we walk in.
Always.
And then they're going to say, people don't want those.
Yes.
And God wants us to return to the old path.
Yes.
Alright? There's another scripture, let me see. Oh, come on, I'll give it to you and you can go home. Here it is. Isaiah 58:12, those that are taking notes, Isaiah 58:12, that's the old waste places. Jeremiah 6:16, ask for the old path. Jeremiah 6:16. Also, check this one out, 1 Samuel 8:5. 1 Samuel 8:5 talks about how the people were like, you are old. Your son won't walk in your ways. All right? It says, now give us king. Make us king so we can be like the nation. What that's talking about is that Israel wanted to be like the nation. They wanted to be like they saw the rest of the world. But they said, but God's way is old. That's the old path. We don't want that. He said, and none of your sons walk in that path. No, because we want to be like the rest of the world. That's what we're supposed to be. Alright? We're supposed to want the old way. Respect and honor. Alright? God's way. Children, yes sir, yes ma'am. No, not calling them adults by their first name.
Right.
And all those other silliness. We're parents, we got to be our kids better. Alright? We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be light. Alright? Not I want a king so we can live like the rest of the world. The rest of the world don't call their calls and have respect and honor. You don't hear this? Because when you hear a child speak mannerly, yes ma'am, what they, oh wow.
Yeah.
It's something strange to me. And then even their friends will go, what is this? And then they scare because their friends are going to talk about you. Let the enemy talk about you. You can glorify them in heaven. You do right? Don't worry about your friends. You got to be respectful. You're not supposed to be dark like them. Alright? I am coming. They're all going to the bad place. Alright? Nothing we can do about that. Alright? You keep walking in God's light. Oh, children, obey your parents. Alright? Very important. Alright? So again, ma'am, Isaiah 58:12, Jeremiah 6:16, and 1 Samuel 8:5, when it talks about you're old school. You know, we're not doing that old school stuff. We're doing this new thing, disrespectful to parents. And remember, all of that is what the Bible says will happen in the end time. So again, you don't want to be a part of that, because that same group going with the bad guys in a bad place. Alright, you don't want to keep following that, so stay over here. Later on, you'll see them in a bad place. You don't want to go there. Alright? But again, there was much more. I'm going to try to stay true to my word. I went over a couple of minutes. But anyway, remember, Yeshua is the resurrection. He is the life. He can speak life to any situation. He can restore us. He can restore us, because that's what he's into. He's into resurrecting folks from the dead. And that's what we can do too. It's not too late. Because we're still here. It's not too late. We can change our lives. It starts right now.